Each year, honeybee colonies in the U.S. decline an additional 30%. But did you know honeybees and other pollinators produce more than 30% of the world's food supply? Well, last year, Ford launched a global beekeeping program with honeybee hives at its Dearborn World headquarters in support of honeybee populations, the local ecosystem, and gardening and farming communities. And now Ford has partnered with Michigan State University to help the university with its Heroes to Hives program. Michigan is home to 640,000 veterans who are facing a multitude of challenges as they transition from military to civilian life. These challenges include anxiety, depression, dealing with service-related health issues and disabilities, and finding career opportunities that are personally rewarding. The Heroes to Hives program was started by Adam Ingrao, a veteran and now Michigan State educator, to help veterans who may suffer the effects of PTSD by training them to be beekeepers. Heroes to Hives had no location, however, to carry out the project in Southeast Michigan, where the majority of the veterans are located. So Cormac Wright, Global Energy Systems Project Manager at Ford, coordinated to provide Adam and his crew a location at Henry Ford's old farm just outside Ann Arbor. And it's a pleasure to welcome Adam to the studio and Cormac on the phone. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello there. Thanks for having us.
So, Adam, let me start with you, sort of how, why, and when did you start Heroes to Hives?
Yeah, so Heroes to Hives started in 2015 and really was a vision of myself and my wife. I had transitioned from the military in 2005, and after that transition, really struggled to find purpose and find that next mission. You know, as veterans, we're service-oriented individuals, and really I wanted to continue serving my country and my community. And really for me, it started in 2010 when I took a beekeeping class at my alma mater, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And when I was transferred over here to Michigan State University to finish my PhD, my wife and I had a conversation about the effects that beekeeping had on me. It really offered me this opportunity to continue serving my country by protecting the most important managed pollinator on the planet. And in 2015, we launched the program at our own farm here in Lansing, Beewise Farms, with five local veterans. And from then, the program has just taken off like wildfire. We moved over here to MSU in 2016 with 15 students, 2017, 108 students, and moving on and on. And now we're at a point now where we have 280 veterans and their dependents from 25 states participating in the program.
So, Adam, a little bit more about the mission. What is Heroes to Hives? What does it hope to do?
Yeah, so really our mission is to take veterans and their dependents through a 9-month intensive beekeeping education course. And the idea is that we use beekeeping as an opportunity for veterans to continue to serve their country by protecting the most important managed pollinator on the planet, or by diversifying an existing farm to increase revenue streams, or maybe just to have a hobby, something to get you out and get you engaged. But what we find in the program, as they go through this 9 months of being together, you know, seeing one another, interacting with each other in on-ground workshops, these veterans start to build bonds. And the conversations that we see happening over the bees really go from things about biology and management to things that happened in combat, or maybe experiences that we've had returning home struggling. And so Heroes to Hives is much more than a beekeeping education program. It's an opportunity for veterans to reconnect and to have this broader mission that really gives us purpose. And a lot of us struggle with that when we come back.
Because I think I've heard you say, Adam, you know, soldiers by nature are trained to serve, and now to be able to serve a very important pollinator, or we don't have a lot of food, is and it's nurturing and healing and just a great combination, isn't it?
It really is. And I think one of the things that resonates is for a lot of veterans, you know, many of us who served in the military, I'm not a combat veteran, but I've got a lot of friends who were, and I was in a combat job in the military, in the Army. And one of the things that we see when individuals return back home from combat is when we're in combat, oftentimes we're tasked with destruction, with going and taking over areas, with, you know, really destroying enemy installations. But when we come home, you know, really, we want to kind of diversify that ability to interact, not just from a destructive perspective, but from a nurturing perspective. And that's what beekeeping offers individuals as they transition, is an opportunity to come from that mindset of destruction to that mindset of nurturing, taking care of this small animal.
Now, Cormac Wright from Ford Motor Company, tell us how and why Ford is interested in honeybees.
Well, it all started about a couple of years ago, and as you said in your introduction, with the plight of honeybees in general. I was aware of that, but it was, to me, it was one of those abstract problems that, like a global warming, that whether, how do you solve this? What can you do? So I had introduced to our group vice president of sustainability the option or the proposal to install honeybees at various locations throughout Ford, because we have such a large global footprint that it would be an opportunity for education of employees to have the conversation around what challenges are facing bees, and as opposed to us getting into the beekeeping world, it is really just as a tool to generate that interest and the conversation around it, and to learn what we can do, you know, what small steps we all can do to potentially help out the pollinators.
And Cormac, so how did you and Adam get connected and met and start working together?
So as when we were rolling out our hives at the World Headquarters site, we had Adam in as a conversation as an entomologist to discuss the whole problem with bees. And in the course of our conversation, he was telling me about Heroes to Hives and the issues they had with having a location in Southeast Michigan. And to me, it just seemed like such a great opportunity to step in and offer if we could help. As we were establishing hives around the Southeast Michigan area, if we could dedicate some to the Heroes to Hives program, it seemed like it solves a couple of problems. And so as we looked into locations, I got with the Ford groundskeepers, and they made a proposal to us that was just too good to turn up, was the Cherry Hill Farm area, which was Henry Ford's old farm out in Ypsilanti, Canton area. And so they had all these historic barns, they had a farmhouse, they had 800 acres there. And so I believe they used to use the farm area for testing tractors and implements. And then growing soy for their raising crops for experimentation. So they very kindly offered us a location for the hives, and then also they've offered us 5 acres to convert into pollinator-friendly plantings. So we're coordinating with an organization called the Bee and Butterfly Fund, who are providing us with pollinator-friendly seeding. So we'll have a mix of honeybee planting and butterfly-friendly pollination planting. So it seemed to be the right thing to do, and to be able to offer to help, it was a great opportunity.
And, you know, Cormac, if you would, because I think a lot of people still don't realize this, tell people about how important honeybees are to pollination and what that means.
Well, as you said earlier, they are responsible for over 35% of our agricultural crops grown in globally, not just the U.S. So, and with the decline like 30% and 40% year over year, it's a huge impact. I mean, I believe it's in the region of like $20 billion in the U.S. per year. So the loss of that, people don't realize if that gets lost, it really will have a significant impact on our lives.
So, Adam, tell us a little bit more. How will you and Ford be working together in Ann Arbor there?
Well, I think one of the real exciting things we have going on is at the Cherry Hill site. This site really not only is it steeped in Ford history, but it really is an opportunity for us as an organization, as Heroes to Hives, to explore these corporate partnerships in which, you know, not only is Ford helping us by offering us a site, but we're also helping Ford by offering our training to their employees. And in fact, we have 280 veterans in their dependents participating in the program, but we have 440 Ford employees participating
wow.
in the program. So, you know, not only are we helping veterans, helping our program as well, but as an organization, as Heroes to Hives, we realize that, you know, this crisis that we have with honeybees is a real problem, and we have to take real action in order to make a difference. And one of the things that I constantly hammer on with my students is we're in a situation where we don't need more beekeepers. We need more educated beekeepers, because really an uneducated beekeeper is just killing bees year after year, and that's not helping the problem. That's exacerbating the problem. And so the partnership with Ford, really what it goes to show is not only can we have an impact by helping veterans, but through these corporate relationships, we can also also foster and promote this type of education within an organization. So Ford has a global sustainability initiative around pollinators. We want those individuals that want to be part of that initiative within Ford to be the best educated individuals so that they can actually contribute to this problem or to solving this problem rather than contributing to the problem.
MSU's land grant mission at its finest. Well, Cormac, let me just ask you to summarize for those joining in on our conversation. What would you like them to know about this Ford-MSU partnership with honeybees?
Well, as Adam was saying there, he very kindly offered it to the Ford employees, and it took us all by surprise with the great groundswell of support it got from Ford employees wanting to participate and help out. I used to say when I started the program here, it was like an underground cult of beekeepers. People would come up and whisper to me, I keep bees on the side. But now that it's out in the open, it's more like the Catholic Church. it has expanded, and it's just such a great opportunity for people to be able to help.
Awesome. Adam, let me ask you the same thing. Summarize the key points for the audience.
Yeah, really for us, I mean, this is about serving veterans. It's about serving our communities, and it's about giving veterans an opportunity to continue to serve their communities by not only being a good beekeeper, but getting out there and training beekeepers. So as we move forward with Heroes to Hives, we've got a lot on our plate. One of them is continuing to expand, and one of the exciting things we've got going on is we're actually training some of our alumni to get out in their communities and train to be other beekeepers. So we've got a lot going on. People interested in learning more about the program can go to www.heroestohives.com. We also are a fully donation-run organization, so we're always looking for donations to support our veterans in our program.
And I know I found you on Facebook by just searching for Heroes to Hives, too, where so many people are. Well, Cormac, thank you for your hospitality for this MSU project and for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Adam, same to you. Always good to see you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Russ.
That's Cormac Wright. He is Ford Motor Company's Global Energy Systems Project Manager, and Adam Ingrao, who is a Michigan State University Extension Educator, leading this Heroes to Hives program that we've been talking about. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.